Russia added Dutch flowers to the fire just days after officials destroyed more than 500 tons of banned Western food imports. Authorities say the flowers may have dangerous bugs, but political analysts say the timing, with the Dutch-led investigation into the downing of a Malaysian airliner over Ukraine, is meant to send a message.
I don't think that this is coincidence. This is one more PR action in this anti-Western mainstream.
Dutch investigators say they found suspected Russian missile fragments at the crash site. Meanwhile, the Kremlin blames Kiev and suggests numerous Western conspiracies seeking to tarnish Russia's image. But critics say images of food destruction, when millions of Russians live in poverty, show officials are the ones doing harm.
This is the main point, ethical point of this section, because for many, many years there was hunger in Russia.
Authorities say the food ban is stimulating domestic substitutes, but it is also reducing competition and flooding the market with lower quality products.
The situation is quite bad. With competition, with inflation, with consumer moods, with GDP growth, not growth, but decrease in GDP.
Russia bans food from Australia, Canada, the European Union, Norway, and the United States. The Kremlin plans to add more countries to its banned food list to include those supporting EU sanctions against Russia because of its actions in Ukraine. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.